just to clarify, the recommendation of the Energy Committee would be to clarify that language so that systems less than 500 kilowatts are allowed, and that there isn't, like, I don't know, I think smaller scale systems should be not that hard to get zoning permitted.
Would 500 kilowatt be allowed for residential A, or what?
I think we're suggesting that's smaller than whatever the minimum threshold should be allowed. I mean, subject to all any existing regulations, pretty much anyway.
Right, otherwise, it's, you know.
Yeah, although...
The distributed thing is very, very important in robustness of a local power source.
I think it's also worth thinking, we can think about it in terms of solar, but... it's important to think about it in terms of other generation types too. And like, would you want a biomass cogen, 500 kilowatt biomass cogen plant in residential A?
But if you change the definition, they wouldn't be there anyway.
That's true.
Because there are no nursing home. There's no facility to locate them at.
Right. Except I think you could, like... We still could run into the situation, the scenario that Xander raised, where there's a lot in a residential space, and the facility is net metering to another.
I would suggest that if you go back to point one, if we change the definition of distributed generation, or add a provision, or increase the number.
Maybe on the 24th, right? The one we're discussing right now.
It was on Thursday. Mm-hmm. So whatever today is minus 4 days.
So today is the 28th.
Yeah, so the 24th.
So if you come down here. The trial suggestion was that except for community solar, distributed power generation systems located in residential zones must be located in the same parcel as or in the adjacent parcel to at least one of the facilities of which distributed power generation system is designed to provide power.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool.
That would eliminate the scenario Xander proposed.
Yeah.
Because the worst that would happen in that case is a Methodist conference call. We buy a parcel next door and back of that to add a cogen plant on, or solar on, a cogen plant on. And it wouldn't happen at all in A or AA because there aren't any, I think there's even use allowed. Yep. Those are pretty much just
home. Cool. Okay.
I just think that does it. Not home. The last point was footnote 2 here. Yeah, this is the point we raised the other night. I think Nathan raised the other night that we should make a change under 39.316. It's a tough page. Let's get to the line. Down to what was this one? Oh, this is the point we've just been talking about.
Yeah,
this is more of the same here.
Oh,
that's it. Just to clarify where he wants to plant one. And then we go down to the top of page 5. I think this point needs to be revised. There are several questions here. First one needs to be revised to make it clear that this only applies to facilities that need an air conditioning license in the first place.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So you don't tangle know,
solar plant.
The other question I had on this is currently written for no increase for distributed power generation, which seems straightforward if you're retrofitting existing facility. How would you handle a new facility that wants to generate their own power?
Yeah, that's a good point, because it wouldn't be displacing other power in Rockland, generated in Rockland. Right. That's a good point.
The fishermen do it by retiring a license, and that one gets replaced by the next available one. So similarly, you guys would have.
I mean, we could say that for distributed power generation, the displacement doesn't have to be in Rockland proper, right? Or in the adjacent communities, and that would only have to be the case for Pittsfield. Because you're right, it's not realistic for distributed power to necessarily displace in Rockland.
Yeah, I was thinking about, for example, the Falmouth is a fairly large school expansion.
Yeah.
I just can't remember how those numbers came out.
Yeah.
So Midco School of Technology, even though I know they don't have anything right now, is planning a major expansion.
Right.
So, and I know they're not planning on doing any power cogeneration at this point. We're just lucky to get the building approved.
Yeah.
But the
and this is going to be on the existing parcel,
right? Right. Yeah. And we are planning on putting a solar array next to one, if that's possible.
That's good.
So I think that is right. I think it's a question. Well, let's make up something. Let's say.
I'm just trying to give you a location of something that might be.
Right. We're taking one of the parcels in the industrial park, but it's really just a warehouse at this point, which has no meaningful amount of generation. Somebody wants to. Well, Bixby and company wants to go in there.
Yeah, sure. No, that's a good point.
I'm not quite sure what to do with that. Because I like the point, but it may be prohibited.
It is, you're right. It is the way it is.
Maybe we should mull that one. Because the other way you would be in your industrial convention. Yeah, Dan is where you need to clarify how this is calculated.
Yeah.
I mean, do we want it to be a mean so that there might be some increase in one while there's reductions in others? Or should be no increase in any pollutant and overall reduction of 25%?
Let me think about that.
I think primarily we're talking about four pollutants. NOx, SOx, particulates, and CO2.
I think that. I don't know, I guess my gut feeling, I'm not saying this is a good idea, but this is just sort of the most obvious way to me is just, nothing increased, and net as measured by, I guess, mass of all pollutants combined, mm-hmm. 25% less. I don't know that that's the best idea, but that's the most obvious thing.
Mm-hmm. Did you... Do you think Dan would have any thoughts?
He was there thinking about it. I don't know. 25% mean... let's see. No increase in any specific regulated procurement. 25% mean reduction in annual mass emitted. I think what you're saying.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. Well, actually, mean is trickier because is it the mean of the four or is it mean in the net mass sort of on a year over year basis? So I'd say something like 25%. I'd erase the mean reduction. I mean, I guess what I was thinking when I said that is not a mean reduction, just 25% reduction in net mass of all four combined.
Oh, okay.
Because the mean reduction, I mean, if it's a mean reduction and each one of them is weighted, each one of the four categories is weighted equally, right, then one could be very easy to achieve without much
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You may also want to say at least 25%.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
So we're not average, you're just adding it all up.
I think that, I mean, there's no loophole there, and it's sort of true to the...
That keeps you from having, say, no improvement on one. Or no improvement on most of them.
Yes, and then just having an extreme increase on one.
An extreme increase in one.
Yeah.
This was just not clear to me.